parents is called the Forefather's Paradise. I don't know shit about forefathers' sins and other Western inventions. But really, there, away, in the dew of the first days before our mother's hut, how beautiful it was. The angels' whites, as I recall them, closed in the front but were left unbuttoned, just like the overalls of girls working in salons. Fabulous. And all the geraniums on a long whitewashed flagstone turned to the wind, you could see them milling ceaselessly the black bread of the sun. Fresh days in Umbra and in Siena, when the island seemed a boundless Lassithi, weightless and just cast on a dazzling shattered sea. One leg over the other, on the beach ridged by the wind, all gold sparks from spurs galloping, I watched, I remember, Sirocco girls with cool thighs unwinding a hair like clover. And my heart, against the naked mountains across, Duke counter-echoed like a motor schooner. It was the time of Leaf and Shiny, when Seth and Mariani ruled. Nights I had meaning. I gave it to the nightingales. And sleep was sweet, full of half-moons, brooks and C major for viola d'amore. There were daisies you ate, and others that lit up in the dark like fireworks. The vast grass groaned and made the love. Under your feet passed stars like flocks of fish, and the cove, deep blue, advanced in your entrails. How good it was. The angels teased me. Often, gathered round me, they'd ask, what's pain? And, what's illness? And I didn't know at all. I didn't know. I hadn't even heard about the tree from where death entered the world. So, was death true? Not him, the one who comes in the newborn's cry. Was it true? Injustice, the nation's mania, night and day toil? Downwind of herbs, I sucked in basil and all the archangels. Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Gabudel, Ashir, Ariuch, Belial, Zebulion, laughed stirring their golden heads like corn, knowing the only death, the only one is that which people made up with our minds. And their great lie, the tree, did not exist. You fix a truth exactly like you fix a lie.